we go.
Yo, Happy New Year. 2026 is here, and we back. Music Jones Podcast, every Tuesday, on platforms. June.
Yo.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year.
How's everything?
Pretty close to marvelous. Starting good vibe.
How was your holiday season?
Man.
Yeah, we missed the whole holiday.
Right. Yeah. Hey, bro, it was beautiful.
That's what's
I
up, man.
I got to put them fucking alarms back on.
On.
My phone.
Oh, wake up
alarms, bro. Alarms for 3 weeks.
Ooh.
You been off work for 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Good God. Man, boy, you had a hell of a vacation. I'm trying to tell you. Nigga done snuck out of the country and all kind of shit.
And that's how I went out, too. It went out like that.
Yeah, they snuck out of the country on us and all. Yeah. That was 1 week we didn't record. Cause I didn't even know the nigga was out the country.
I was like, well, maybe that's an old,
post or something. Nah. I was like, well, shit. Where is this? I said, hold up. Yeah. That's just a Mexico.
I was so nervous I had to post.
I said, that nigga ain't coming no motherfucking to Studio Sunday.
He didn't say nothing.
Ain't say shit. And I talked to
him. Yeah, I let
that. Yeah, and I talked to him.
It was a last minute thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't a long trip either. I watched him too. I was like, oh, let me watch this nigga.
Yeah, I seen the next day. I was like, whenever.
Yeah, he looked like he on his way back. So he must have just had to go get a tattoo or something.
Hey, man. In and out. Hey, and the crazy part about it, so I gets back and I talked to Mac Miller and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he tell me about, you know, y'all remember that situation in 2023 with the people actually from Latta or something went to Mexico?
Yeah.
And got hostage and shit.
Yeah. You ain't knew about it. You forgot about it.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
No, but they was doing some other shit.
Yeah,
though.
They was from like Lake City. Yeah, they was from Lake City.
They was doing some other shit.
Yeah, they got caught up in the
some drug shit.
Yeah, they got caught up with the cartel.
Tried to stick them boys.
Yep.
But
and then somebody got shot.
Mm-hmm.
And see the child, you know, them boys with them pickup trucks, that Dodge truck in there.
Yeah,
that shit for real.
Oh yeah.
Shit. Oh, yeah. So first thing when I seen that, well, damn, if they got that, what the fuck they got it for?
Yeah. Yeah.
Means, oh, you seen the Dodge truck with like a gun on the back or something?
Man.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
With the police on the back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But the crazy part, how it caught my eye, we was coming up in traffic. I seen them, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, oh, they some motherfuckers down on the back of the truck all masked up and them stupid bitches.
Yeah.
And you know, but I seen that goal coming out the bed of the truck going up. That would caught my eye because of the sun here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from the bullet.
Yeah, I was like, damn, what is that? Focus in on a little bit. Run, man. Hey, man, them boys.
Oh, shit.
Them boys heavy over there.
They on some different shit, man.
Yeah, so I can imagine, like you said, the cartel, man, if that's what they got, the cartel's got
that's
some shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just for a couple of days.
Easy.
What up?
How you doing, brother? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's. Which one is
it? I forget.
Years.
It's New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, but it's New Year's Eve. So you say Happy New Year's Eve?
With that apostrophe on it. Yeah.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Because it's the Eve.
I was just checking. You know, you my English.
You know.
My grammar coach. Because, nigga, my daughter says screets.
I know it killed me.
Oh God! I said I was from Atlanta.
When did that? Never had.
I was from Atlanta that day, man. Yeah. I was from the A, man.
Better believe it.
Yeah, how y'all knew you been going? Everything good? Yeah. How was your holiday season?
Hey, you know, man, I worked from the day after Christmas until yesterday. This is my first day off.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. That boy sold so many cars. He don't know what to do.
Right.
I know what to do.
You know what to do.
Go to damn sleep.
Oh shit. Oh man, shit. Yeah. But yeah, man.
How about yours?
Yeah.
Mine was cool, man. I think I've been back in here. I don't know if I told everybody, but I had the opportunity to have a conversation with my son. Mm-hmm. Did that. My holiday was cool. I lost my aunt. Rest in peace, Aunt Frank. And, you know, that side of my family is kind of close with the easy side. So we at the memorial service, and I'm already in there. I see my guy come to the door. Hey, I got a seat for you right here, brother.
Yeah.
My mom and all them was sitting a couple rows up from me, so, you know, I got a little late. So he came and sat out. Of course, you know me and this nigga shoot the shit as usual. And the services were so different. She was day Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd never been a part of, you know, never seen nigga. When I tell you that dude that did the words of comfort ain't raised his voice, it was so calm. And it lasted all of 30 minutes.
I know you, man.
Ah, shit. Man, we was talking to the family 30 minutes after I got there.
Mm-hmm. Out of there.
I swear to God, man. It was. I told B right before, I said, nigga, I'm changing my religion.
Right. Well, you still sitting down with somebody speaking.
Because I had to go to another funeral 2 days later, right. Actually.
Totally different.
And nigga, I was like, Jesus Christ, it don't even take all that. Mm-hmm. I said, I know for a fact it don't take all that. Nah.
Mm-hmm. I just went on.
Yeah, I know for a fact it don't take all that. Nah.
They do it different.
I'm talking about it started at 3:45. Well, leaving. Like, they done spoke to the family and everything.
Out of that.
Yeah. But this guy, you know, me and him standing in the back, waiting for the line to die down so we can go speak to everybody in there. Brandon! Is that you? Boy, I ain't see you sitting there. I'm still there like, oh, wait. I thought every 3 minutes somebody would leave and another would come. Wait a minute. You look familiar. I was like, oh shit, I'm in with a local celebrity guy, man. Neighborhood superstar.
When you came in and said, I was like, what are you talking about?
Neighborhood superstar, man. Yeah, but this guy, man, he, you know, and I know how that is to not see somebody for a long. They were so happy to see the guy.
Right.
Man, start going to see the people, man.
Nah, then I'm gonna have to start living right.
Oh, God, dude.
The only folks.
He don't want to switch up right now.
I'm not sending and winning.
But, you know, shit, but I got to see a lot of my cousins and shit I hadn't seen in a while, man. And, that was dope. But, yeah, that was the funny part. This nigga's a celebrity and shit, yo. I saw one old dude walked up like, wait a minute, hold up. Yeah, I was like, oh shit. Yes, sir, man. But that shit was, you know, it was funny to me. I laughed at that, man. It made the situation. Yeah, man, he's a superstar, man. But yeah, man, 2026 is here. Right. 2025 is gone.
Absolutely.
We was 30 years from 95 last year, so now it's 30 years from 96.
Yeah.
Which is
first class.
Really different because 30 years ago, I was a freshman in high school, about to turn 15, be eligible to get my driver's license, and all this shit is coming up, you know. But now I was, you know, laying around the other day, and I was thinking, like, damn. I'm about to be 40 fucking five.
That's crazy.
I remember when I was turning 15.
Right.
I remember because everything was so different.
But not only that, remember we used to think like 40s was
old. Old as hell.
Dirt old.
Yeah, too. Nigga, I'm 45. About to be 45.
Yeah, 30s was pushing it back then.
Yeah, like we used to call niggas dirt old.
30?
Right. Yeah. Right. Damn, you old, nigga.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how we felt. And shit ain't changed because these kids treat us, they treat me the same way. Nigga asked, stepson asked me, damn, did y'all have color TV when you was a kid? Nigga, how old you think I am? You know, God, but
I wonder, like, it seemed like at least my parents, like, they didn't do a lot of the stuff we did when they was like our age, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they was adults.
But I'm saying like stuff like, well, my daddy still was playing like baseball and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah. I remember
I don't know if he was still hooping.
Yeah.
But like I would still be hooping and playing mm-hmm. video games and all mm-hmm. kind of stuff like
nah,
that.
Nah, they
like,
definitely ain't do that.
Yeah, my dad definitely had no video games.
Yeah, my dad ain't play no video games.
We had Atari.
Yeah, they was adults though. They was real adults early.
They seemed like it though.
Yeah,
right?
they had their own shit.
All I remember them doing was going to cocktail sips. That's what they used to be called back when I was a kid.
My dad was still going to the hut.
Yeah, but
they still
the Elks in the hut. They used to have cocktail sips. Was what they used to call their parties on the
Tupperware
weekend.
Parties.
Yeah, they used to get dressed up and go to the hut of the Elks and sip on cocktails, I guess.
Yeah.
Just instead of just saying we going to get drunk.
Right. Shit, my dad was drinking gin, cuz.
A lot of
gin and water.
Now, all that was at the cocktail sip, bro. Yeah, the bar was wide open, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking water, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah, my daddy was drinking up. My daddy was a Bacardi guy. He's drank a lot of fucking Bacardi.
I had my mom on that.
My dad, both of the niggas, they used to drink that Bacardi.
My dad was on that gin. Then he went to Crown.
Yeah, my daddy was mm-hmm. a Bacardi guy. He always drank Bacardi back then.
Yeah, but I don't know if we. I don't know if they was more mature than us.
It's just the shit they did was different.
Yeah,
they did old people shit.
But like you say, the kids now might think the shit we do now is old people shit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But we do the same shit they do.
We think we do.
We do. I'm cooler than all my kids.
But you think you are?
No, I know.
You think you are by your version of cool,
right?
Growing up, but their version of cool might be
their version.
Like
of
my
cool.
Daddy used to have creases in his pants and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't cool.
Fly nigga.
That wasn't cool to me. You know what I'm saying? Not cool,
nigga. My mom used to keep creases in my shit,
and he had a hat. You know what I'm saying?
With
the creases.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was cool as shit.
Yeah, that was cool as shit. Mm-hmm. You look back, you know he was, but.
Well, that wasn't cool to us.
He wasn't LL Cool J.
Nah, he
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, but LL Cool J was wearing troop sweat jumpsuits exactly. and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, my Uncle Mike had all the, he had Lotus shoes and all kind of shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's always the young nigga.
Yeah.
The young one.
Yeah.
And that see, my pop was working with a lot of young niggas.
Yeah.
In the Air Force. That's why.
He stayed with the...
Our shit stayed like it. Like, he was always overseas sending us that shit.
Yeah.
Like, my sister was the first one fucking dolling with Reeboks.
Really?
Yeah. Because she got them from Korea.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my dad was in Korea sending up a pair of Reeboks.
Did people say, what is them?
Yeah.
When they saw them?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then like, the probably the end of that year or the next summer, niggas from New York came down with them shit.
It wasn't even no internet for you to check, and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But back then, though... If everybody didn't want to have the same shoes, everybody wanted something different.
Yeah.
What's the mother shoe? Etoli or something?
Etonic.
Them.
Elise.
Yeah.
All those.
Deodora.
Auto. Yeah, all those.
Kangaroo Pony.
Yeah.
Kappas.
You could switch that damn color.
Kappa used to make sneakers. Yeah. It was a sneaker called Kappa, I remember.
So they probably thought, I wonder if they thought, like, well, she just got the newest shoe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not like no Bobos. And
yeah.
Like
oh, no. They definitely wasn't Bobo. Because I think they were seeing them on, like, they was on, like, niggas was playing basketball in them.
British Nuts.
Oh, they was playing basketball.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Somebody played in Reeboks in the NBA. See, that's how my dad, like, that's why I had all the Jordans when I was little.
He got them from over there.
Yeah. He used to get them from over there and send them shit on. Yeah. He wasn't paying about $10 for them shit. Shit. Yeah. I had the threes, the fours. Like fives.
That British Knight shit. Them boys.
Yeah, BKs. Yeah.
Them suits.
LA Gears.
They did have the
suits. But see, BK came like right after Troop. They kind of looked just alike to me. Not just alike, but they was kind of similar. But now, them Louis sneakers that they sell, them is BKs. I don't give a fuck what nobody tell me. Them are British fucking Nikes.
That last model, whatever that model was.
With that black and white marble shit on them. Them is fucking BKs. I don't give a fuck what you try to tell me, dog.
All day long.
Yeah, them British Nikes.
All fucking day. All fucking day.
British Nikes. I said British Nikes.
And them boys
without the BK button.
whoever was across there in the service,
send them shit. Yeah.
Then next thing, like you said, next thing, you know, a couple years later, New York coming with
them. Yep, they got it, yeah. Yeah, that's how that shit used to go, man.
God, who used to have them bitches, man? Somebody at Mayo used to rock them bitches.
Them BKs.
Them suits.
Oh yeah, cause Troop was the shit. Them Troop suits.
The Troop and British Knights.
Yeah,
they was probably about two, like Tracy, cool ass, clean ass. All his vehicles stay clean. Tracy
Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was one of them niggas.
Might have been his brother Bruce. I think Bruce was the one that was in the military.
He was one of them niggas. Him and Mike C. Mike C was the first.
Mike
nigga
C was the from the top of Brock and the Road. Right. Mike C had the lights in his car, like the Night Rider shit. Yeah. That's how I remember Mike C. Mike C was a cool, clean motherfucker.
All them boys was cool as fuck.
Yeah, that's the West End niggas.
Mm.
And my grandma stayed on Brock and the Road. That's niggas how I remember. Hanging with my cousin T-Rock. Yeah.
Them niggas right there, them niggas had suits and sneakers to match them bitches.
Timmy Jordan.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Timmy Jordan was at, I didn't know his mom and Aunt Frank were sisters.
Really?
Yeah, I saw Timmy Jordan. Yeah.
I'm telling all that shit. And then, like I say, next couple years, like, all the hottest New York rappers wearing that shit. Mm-hmm. Man, these country niggas already had it because they knew somebody
in the military.
In the military.
Yeah.
Dope suits, bro.
Yeah, how that shit used to go. I used to love that shit too. Cause I'd be the only motherfucker at school with certain shit.
Dope suits.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It's crazy how the world revolves.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Shit crazy. But here we are in 2020 fucking six.
Right.
Crazy.
And to me, fashion, that's still some of the flyest shit ever.
But that's basically what they're going back to.
Yeah, but like it always happens. But
experience it, I guess.
Yeah, like right now, I'm gonna tell y'all what I see a lot of. Von Dutch.
Yeah.
Again. This is the second time Von Dutch done made a comeback in the last 10 years.
Like the people that made the truck hats and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like in the last 10 years, it's the second time. Like not Von Dutch is huge right now.
That's crazy. They're
coming back.
Yeah. It done came this shit back. Like Fashion Nova sell Von Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that's Von Dutch done made a comeback to that level.
They was everywhere.
Yeah, but when I was working at Area 57, shout out my guy Snoop. Mm-hmm. He had it. He brought the Carl Kanai back. He brought the Von Dutch back. Like, he was selling all that shit when I was working in the store in 2018.
That car coming back slowly, too?
Yeah. Like, all that shit gonna come back. Like, the only thing I think that probably won't come back is Fat Farm.
Yeah, Fat Farm will never come back.
But when if it's cold in the next few weeks, because I'm gonna have a couple days off in a couple weeks, I'm gonna go in the attic and I'm gonna get my Rockaway jean jacket.
That'll work.
I just got me some new Butters.
Yeah.
And it's the prison blue with the yellow threads in it.
Mm-hmm.
I will pull that joint out. I'm gonna take a couple pictures, put it online, see what they say.
I had one. I don't know where it is. I had Jay had one on the album cover. It was this jean jacket. But it's not blue. It's like a gray color.
Shit. Yeah, he had the gray jean shit.
That shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that shit is though.
I still got I had the blue one with the lining on the inside of it.
Oh,
so it's the big jean joint.
Yeah.
And I just kept it. I was able to keep my mama from getting rid of that some kind of way.
Yeah.
But she got rid of all my other shit, man. But I still got some Platinum FUBU shit.
For real? Yeah. I was trying to find my Platinum FUBU, man.
I still got some Platinum FUBU.
I had Platinum FUBU jerseys and shirts and all that shit. I'm going to
see
some pictures.
I got a couple shirts and shit. I'm going to see. I got a Rough Riders t-shirt.
Damn.
Yeah, I was able to save that. I don't know how, but I got it. And I got it from her house and took it to mine. Wow. So that I know it's safe. Yeah, I got the shit at the crib. I'm gonna tell you the pictures of a Platinum FUBU Fat Albert and shit.
I had mine was like a baseball jersey. It was
and it had
like a Bergen. It had all of them on it, and it had like 72 on the back. So that shit was hard.
Yeah,
I paid about $200 for that.
But
shit.
But like, dog, the shit we used to do for clothing, man.
20 years ago.
But we kept our shit so fucking. Only thing I'm mad I didn't get Avery Rex back then.
That's what I was just about to say.
I'm mad I didn't.
I should have got.
I'm mad I did.
But the stupid shit was, you know how we was so stupid on the sizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know how big we are right now.
Yeah. That shit would have fit now.
It's still too big.
Oh God,
it's still too big.
Oh yeah, now see, I would have.
And it weighed about 50 pounds.
Yeah, I would have brought an extra large for sure.
I got my shit about 50 pounds.
Yeah, the jacket was heavy as shit.
I got a Fat Farm like. I used to call it a half leather, but it's, you know, it's like a Leatherman jacket.
Yeah.
I still got it.
Varsity joint.
It feel a little too big. No.
Yeah. Wow, that jean jacket, I know it's gonna be big.
But it was
made big too. Yeah. That's the part we wasn't taking into account. The shit already made big.
Uh-huh.
And we gonna buy a bigger size. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But we stupid shit.
Yeah, but if you think about it, the shit they selling in the store now is oversized.
They starting that now.
They starting that, like, everything. Like, I brought a tracksuit out of Champs. It's a large, but it's called, it says relax fit.
Yeah.
Man, that shit so big. I could have got a medium in this joint. Like, the legs of that motherfucker. Yeah. I mean, but the shit hard. I like the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I did the same
thing. And it looked so nice on me. But mama and my stepdaddy, what it was. So I had to go get them one. I brought my daddy one for Christmas.
You know what I like now, though, with it? You talk about the stuff. Like, they got the big style, but then it's still, some people still wear, like, fitted clothes. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole big range of like you know what I'm saying, like 2002,
mm-hmm.
everybody had got super baggy clothes,
and everybody had old tall tees.
Yeah, looking like we like some fucking clowns.
Oh god,
hooligans. suits big and baggy and shit, long ass suit, long
everything coats. Was big,
everything, everything god. We look everything stupid as fuck, man.
I'm talking about fucking church coat about to your thigh.
Come
on, man.
Yeah.
What were we thinking?
You look at some of them draft day pictures or videos.
This is ridiculous, yo.
It ain't tape it at the bottom now. These just boxes bunch up at the damn.
And the crazy shit is, like,
soggy frosted flakes.
It went from that, because like in 96 we was wearing clothes that kind of fit. They was big, but they wasn't super big. Like, I probably wore 34, but I brought everything 36.
Yeah, everybody was buying a size or two big.
Yeah, I might have wore 32. You know what I'm saying? But it was some niggas that was buying 40s.
Yep.
Yeah.
That should have been wearing a goddamn 28.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Buying 40s.
I'm talking about you got shorts up under, you got your belt pulled, then you got to get the braided belt. You got to have the braided belt.
You got to.
Because if you don't, goddamn it, you got to let the belt hang.
Flop it over and then let it hang.
Yeah, let it hang. But not only that, the pants so fucking big.
Yep.
Right.
So you got all this seat in your pants, the belt hanger. You got a big ass jacket on.
You got cuffs in the pants because you didn't want to get.
Yeah, you got a hat on that got a string tie around it. It flopping. Dog, we was different, man.
It was ridiculous.
We was different, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
But we was fly as shit.
Yeah, we thought.
We was fly, dog.
We was fly. Like clowns.
Yeah. We was fly.
I like it now.
Yeah, everything fit. Yeah.
That's how it should be. I see why people's on my ass.
Yeah. Pull your goddamn pants up on your ass.
Who shit you got on?
You know who wear they pants like that? Yeah. I don't know and don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Shirt's
oh, God.
Too big.
Just everything.
Stupid.
Just stupid shit.
But we made it. And all that shit was influenced by rap. Rap, hip hop was the driving force behind our fashion.
It was
the driving force. We ain't had to have the shit that they had, even though we may have wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
We got the closest fucking thing to it.
Yeah. But it got to a point where we could wear what they was wearing.
Yeah.
But like now, the average person can't.
Nah, because
they took it to another level.
Yeah, they want to wear that. Well,
yeah, some of them are just like girls though.
Yeah, some of them pretty close.
Yeah. Yep. Most of them carry pocketbooks and shit.
All of them.
Yeah, get a book bag.
Just get a book bag.
My wife said, "You need a new book bag." I said, "Shit, for what? This one was free."
Yeah, you do need a new book
bag. Man, fuck that shit, man.
That shit shiny. It wasn't shiny before.
Yeah, well, it's always been shining.
Yeah.
I'm going to get another. I'm going to get me a spray ground joint, too.
But.
Oh, God. Let's get a Jance, boy.
I'll get a spray ground joint.
What you call it?
Spray ground.
Oh, yeah. One of them kids be having now.
Nah.
All the kids want them shits $100 and something.
Yeah. No, listen.
I was one
and
of
that's the crazy shit. That shit been like that.
Oh, them
that shit just became a thing, like, in the last couple of years. Like, people really started vocalizing. Nigga, Snoop was selling them shits in 2017, 18.
Oh, for real?
Yes, nigga. We brought the kid when he was in middle school. That was Westbrook. It was a Westbrook spray ground. It had wings on it.
Mm-hmm.
He a KD fan. Like, why the fuck you got a Westbrook book bag? The shit was so fly, though. Like, he said, man, I just had that boy. What's up?
Yeah.
I remember.
But, yeah.
Y'all look for that book
bag. Yeah, like, spray ground been
the thing.
Been
around.
Yeah.
But, like, they really got big, like, last, at the beginning of this school year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when the kids was like.
Oh, yeah.
The kids was like, I got to have one.
Yep.
That's when now it's a big
and
thing.
Then I saw a lot of parents getting mad because the school was like, you got to have a clear book bag.
Uh-huh.
After they paid them
school. Dog, them shits go up. Like, I'm talking about, they get ridiculous. They get ridiculous.
Cuz say his he bought one for old. He was like 140 or something.
Yeah, but they got like
I'm
the whole. They got the whole.
You got one too?
Yeah, I did.
They got the whole sets, like the hard suitcase that come with the book bag to go with it, with the carry on joint.
You can dress them up.
Yeah, they they got all kind of designs, and
you can go. It's
just hard. And you can like the nigga Snoop had the motherfucker that looked like the Lewis shit in 2018.
I think I saw that when they had like red teeth on it or something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean the mouth with like the teeth.
Yeah. He had that motherfucker since 2018.
I never knew what that was though.
Yeah, like he been on like that, but I'm glad I was able to spend that time in that store with him because that brought my fashion knowledge back because I was lost.
Right. You were still Tommy Hilfiger?
Nigga, I was still wearing polos. I was working in the store wearing polos and Levi's.
Which is cool.
And them niggas like, God damn, why your pants so big at the bottom?
They did you like they did them girls did that dude with that polo shirt on.
Yeah, why your pants so big at the bottom? Knees. I'm like, shit, how they supposed to fit?
Mm. Like you now, resisted heavy until
can't see your shoes. I'm like, shit, I know what kind of shoes I got on. What the fuck you need to see them?
I'm like a nice taper.
Yeah, now, yeah, you know.
Get you some 502s that fit.
Yeah, man. That's the new game.
Sharpie right. Kicks.
Did y'all listen to Uncle Myrtle? Roundup?
Oh, he did one?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
You ain't listen to it? I know June ain't listening. Yeah, I was looking for it. January 1st at 12 o'clock when I woke up, I said, let me see Uncle Myrtle drop.
See, normally, sometimes it take a couple days for him.
That motherfucker was out January 1st.
Yeah.
He had that bitch out. Yes. And
wrap up 25?
Yeah. You know, he used some dope beats. Again, you know, he always rapping over beats, but it was mostly just talking
about. Damn, that shit's 17 minutes.
Yeah, it was just talking about, well, the first seven is about Diddy.
Really?
Oh, damn near.
You said the first seven?
Yeah. He went in on Diddy.
Man, they won't cut Diddy no break. Man.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, he signed with 50.
Oh yeah.
So then he said some shit like, well, I can't say that because I'm tied to 5th nigga and I ain't want this nigga fucking with me taking away my studio time and shit. Yeah, so but he touched on it. Really wasn't a lot that happened last year. That Diddy shit was,
I'm looking at this picture and a lot did happen.
Yeah, a lot happened.
Right.
But Diddy just dominated the headlines.
Did Hulk Hogan die last year?
Yeah. He talk about that. He talk about that and how we ain't give a fuck because he called it.
Yeah, said niggas.
Yeah.
Some racist shit.
Yeah. So that ain't really matter to us.
Oh, fuck him.
He talked about
Shannon Sharp. I see Shannon Sharp on there.
Uh-huh.
I see Young Thug on the picture.
Yeah, he definitely went in on Thug.
Stephon Diggs on the picture.
He went in on Thug more than he went in on anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Even more than Diddy?
Yeah. Like, they might have got the same amount of smoke.
Dang, shit. I'm going to have to listen to it. I forgot about it.
Yeah, because he talked about how, you know, Thug doing all that talking. And
he was.
Yeah, and he was like, nigga, these motherfuckers say if Gunna would have did what you did, goddamn it, they would have crucified him. Yeah, see, that type of shit, murder on, man.
Shit.
Yeah, he said, nigga came out talking more than goddamn. So we did a whole lot of talking. We ain't doing no rapping. Mm. So ain't nobody want to hear shit you talking about.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, because he was on all them podcasts and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you know they got that woo-dee-doo in them.
Oh, they do?
You know he got woo-dee-doo.
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 He brought that back, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to Uncle Myrtle.
Skills going to do one.
He did. His he on did like 4 or 5 minutes long. I didn't even listen to it. Yeah.
Damn. I should have did that.
Nicki Minaj.
Man.
Where y'all at with Nicki?
She in the bottom of my shoe.
Yeah.
She in the bottom of your shoe.
I misses you like a rock in my shoe.
Oh shit.
I miss you like a pig in slop,
nigga. Exactly.
You know where I get that from?
No.
Django. When
when
they first got to Candyland and Stephen came out.
Yeah.
I miss you like a pig miss a slop.
Man, shit.
Like a rock in my shoe.
Man, listen, man. I don't know like what's going on with her.
What they call it, cooning, boy.
Man, this shit past cooning.
Yeah.
This is a whole nother level. for her base to be who they are, mm-hmm. and for her to do that shit, man, shit.
Yeah, right.
She'll be looking for anybody to listen to her shit again, besides a straight white person.
Damn.
Like, for real, dog, she pretty much told every LGBTQ motherfucker in the world to kiss her ass. That's what she basically saying when she signed with these niggas.
Yeah.
That's basically what she telling them. Like, she, that's her whole bottom line. They look up to her.
We'll see, because a lot of the people that listen to her, like, and stand up for her, they really don't be like real good people.
Yeah.
Like, right. they jump on other people and try to gang up on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. The Barbs.
Yeah, we'll see. If
I ain't heard nothing from the Barbs.
I've seen some people be like, I can't fuck with her no more and stuff like that. I've seen a little bit of that, but not a whole lot. But I think she really ain't been making no music anyway.
But her shit was more like a lifestyle versus just her music,
I guess, but. Like, her fans have had to deal with so much of, like, having to stand behind her on shit. So, like, all right, she already, like, considered, like, a mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then all them coke rants she be going on.
Mm-hmm. So, them coke rants.
Yeah.
That's what they are?
That's what I think. That's what everybody say. Yeah. Then, you know, then.
She might be on something. She gotta be.
Then
she just be going off the deep end.
Then the fact that she married a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, somebody who got convicted of rape or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, you know what I'm saying? You on stage with all these white people who hate black people. Like,
And her brother's a pedophile, too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
God. Think he might still be in jail.
Yeah, I think he is in jail. Yep. So that's a lot to like, let's say, like, you a Jay-Z fan, and they be like, Jay-Z, he's working with the NFL after Colin Kaepernick. He's like, well, this nigga paying for protesters to get out of jail. At least he did that. You know what I'm saying? But she ain't got nothing to stand on. All her shit just be all bad.
Shit,
he got no kind of. Well, at least she. Yeah, shit.
When the Twin Towers drop, I was first in line.
Yeah,
yeah, she ain't got none of that shit.
She ain't got none of that shit.
You know they still trying to take my boy Hov out, man.
Nas beat up Khalees a couple times or whatever, but at least this nigga bringing hip hop back with mass appeal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't got shit.
Oh, shit.
She ain't got shit.
And they dated for a second.
Oh, Nas and Nicki.
Yeah.
I think he just wanted to hit that.
I think he did too. I think her butt might be stank.
I bet it is, man. You know it is, no.
What her butt is that, man?
Stink as fuck.
You know she got that BBL shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know stink as fuck.
She got them big titties, though.
They she probably paid for them joints,
they
too.
Rubber titties.
Man, rubber made, man.
I feel bad.
Why you feel bad?
For Meek Mill.
Why?
His career over.
Oh, what'd he do now?
Nothing, man. He just was associated involved with Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
And he ain't even did shit.
Yeah.
They put the fake voice on him.
He got screwed.
Remember they put the the fake audio on him. It was like that was him getting fucked.
Yeah. Did his ass up, nigga. Pause. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yep, they did that shit. Like, they put a lot of his over for Meek.
Yeah.
Nobody, Meek can never be the same.
No.
His career will never be the same.
He still got dreams and nightmares, though.
Yeah, that's it.
But
what made me think of Meek is Nicki, him and Nicki was together for a while.
Yeah, they was.
Yep.
And he was goddamn, he reminded me of my daddy.
No, right off.
Damn.
He was in love
that.
Yeah,
he was wild for
him. He was in love like that, though. Yeah. You know my daddy. Put a sock in, that Doogie said, put a sock in the Juffy, the boy's in love. Oh, shit. But yeah, man, Nicki, your love can stay over there.
Yeah. Where they don't want you.
Yeah. Right. Now, Moment for Life was probably my favorite, like, lyrical song by her. She really, really rapped that song. Like, she rapped like hell in that song. And it had a meaning behind it. But other than that.
That reminds me, too. People were saying, let's be real, her verse on Monster wasn't that good. Like, they was going in on her like that.
Like, yeah, like, they, yeah, they did. But they was like, I'm done. Like, all the antics and shit, they didn't age too well. So, my dog Grant said, man, yeah, see, I thought that shit, man, like, man, her verse wasn't that fucking hard. Yeah. Nah, what? Mm. No, it wasn't. She just did all that voice changing and shit, man. That's all that was.
Yeah.
So, we heading into year 5.
Oh, your show?
The Music Jones podcast.
That's crazy.
Shit. Look at it. Congratulations.
We're heading into year 5. I think next month will
really?
Be the actual mark. I think I started February 21.
Okay.
And I remember because 96 was the year. 96 gonna always be that year. 96 was the year that got me started. That shit got me, got them to call me and offer me the position.
Yeah.
It did, because I came in and I wowed them. Just come, I came, he called me and asked me to come jump on his show. And then, like I say, everybody's in there with their phones and shit, and I ain't need none of that. I knew, if we talking about music that came out of 96, goddammit, I got it. Yeah, that shit in my member, that shit in my rememberer.
Right.
Yeah, man. So I'm going into year 5 Music Jones podcast. I'ma try to get Doogie around for a couple episodes. I ain't talked to Doogie. Like every time I call him, he don't even answer.
I
heard he got a new phone number, but I ain't even get it. I was the man. I catch that nigga. But who you wanna hear from in 2026? With all the old niggas that came back out last year.
You mean old niggas or just period?
Just period. Like, I honestly, with this being the 30th anniversary of Reasonable Doubt,
mm-hmm.
I would love for Jay to drop an EP of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
I would, like, I want to hear what he got to say now with everything that's going on in the world. Because if you think about it, like, on some real shit, Jay is like the Dave Chappelle of rap right now.
I don't want to hear that type stuff.
Yeah, but it's he gonna do it.
I don't want to hear a Beats Chair.
You don't want to hear a Beats Chair?
No.
What you want to hear, Lucifer?
I want to hear another guy did.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Where he just talking shit.
Yeah. But the last 4 or 5 years, he done enough shit to just talk about.
Yeah. I want to hear that type of shit.
6-7 songs.
I ain't gonna lie, but I like to hear
6-7.
Yeah, 6-7. Oh, soul food.
I like to hear.
You want
to
hear Goody Mob?
2026 version.
Mm. But shit, listen to that one.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Shit.
But that was when.
Yeah. But them boys, like.
But that was in 95.
Yeah, but it was like so them I boys. Like to hear. It was like them boys was like visualizing
exactly.
this shit.
So I 20, like,
30 years later.
Exactly. So I like to hear what they got to think about now.
Man, them boys, the government will come get them boys. The government will come get, especially Cujo. The government come to get Cujo for sure.
Absolutely.
If he say anything about what's going on now, him and Gip going down.
Gip going down.
Yeah, him and Gip going down. Mm.
That's what I like.
Him and Gip going down.
I like to hear some old.
We going in 30, think about it, 30 years, AT Aliens.
Right.
Reasonable Doubt. It Was Written. Lost Boys. Legal Drug Money.
Yeah, they was above a little bit. So, because, you say 95.
I'm 96, sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't want to hear no new Mr. Cheeks, no.
I'm just saying. No. I'm just saying, like, this 30 years. I don't want to hear. Yeah. Like,
what, 2056?
This shit, like, when I started this shit, they was turned, them shits turned 25.
2056,
now they
turned, though.
Yeah.
We talked shit about 2020 when it came.
Mm-hmm.
2056.
Yeah.
God. Oh, it's on another 30 years?
Yeah.
Shit.
Right.
Whew.
Will the Jetson shit really hit? Because we was thinking 2000.
Well, we got
we would be riding on little Jetson shit.
We got cars that driving motherfuckers around and nobody in them.
Yeah, you true.
Right.
I don't
just ain't floating.
Motherfuckers talking to their arms. Motherfuckers talking to their glasses.
You right.
Like, nigga, Batman was talking on his watch in 1960 something.
You right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So niggas was just trying to get to that, nigga. Now motherfuckers walking around like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Have conversations when they watch.
Knight Rider back then.
All I wanted was a calculator watch.
Right.
Yeah, I just brought my 18-year-old a fucking Apple Watch.
We
Yeah, like
we had walkie talkie watches.
We had video game watches.
In like what year was it? It had to be like 2001 or 2. And it worked from our apartment. We lived in Bentry. It worked from our apartment to like Hollywood Video.
Damn.
So he we was walkie talkie and not far on the watch back then. Yeah. But I mean now, I don't know what it'll look like. Kind of like, you know what I'm saying, the metal glasses or whatever. Like I saw a thing where it was the glasses, but it was like, and I don't know how those work, but you could see what's on your phone.
Oh yeah, you could see it on one of your eyes.
Like you could see
that's,
it.
That's another model.
Yeah, that's a movie. Like that's some shit. Like what movie was fucking? What movie was that?
It wasn't. Was it Minority Report? Well, Minority Report had them.
But I remember. You got to remember. Even on fucking Dragon Ball Z, them niggas had the shit where they could analyze the motherfucker they about to fight
in their glasses.
Yeah.
What was the movie? It was a remake of. No, this was on your arm or your hand, but it was a remake of that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Total Recall.
It was a Total Recall, the remake of that. With Colin, whatever his
Colin
name.
Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the name. It might have been Total Recall 2020 something.
Yeah, it was Total Recall.
2000 something something, I think was the name of it.
They had the phone, like, it'll be on their arm. You know what I'm saying? But it might be something even better than that, like, coming up. You know what I'm saying?
But like, see, that's like with that other model, they got that bracelet. And, like, instead of putting your hand to your glasses and, you know, like that thing you can see, they got it where it's probably like a heads up display on the car.
Yeah.
So it's like it projects it out there.
Oh, okay.
And
to your hand?
No, like you just walking and you could just see a screen out there.
Oh, so
just
you
like
can see
heads up display in your car.
You can see it through your glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, instead it connected to your phone?
But instead of, you know, not on your lens, it's projected out where you can see.
Oh, wow.
That's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
See, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also, they got a bracelet that you put on and call a neural or something like that. And like when you want to scroll, I just do my finger and
then scroll the thing.
Yeah. It's done got to that.
See, like, well, I'm talking about.
And see, they promoted that shit and got these, goddamn it. I would have did that.
I remember using floppy disks, man.
Shit. Yeah, floppy disks, man. Nigga, I could put a bracelet on and do everything.
I remember using a fucking floppy disk.
Now floppy disks can't fuck with this right here. Fucking terabyte on this motherfucker right here. And this ain't even how big it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look how teeny this shit is.
Yeah, I know. I need to get one of them joints for my own. I got to switch some shit
and
over
it's
my
major
pop.
Information.
Yeah, I got to switch one over from my, switch my pop shit over from one computer to the other.
This one right here, 32 though. But you can get terabyte, 2 terabyte. This big right here.
Yeah, man. Technology has come a long way.
And that's probably like a monsoon of information.
This right here, 32 gigs though. This is much on some people's phone. This right here. I think that right, they like 56 or 64 or something like that. But all the memory you got on your phone on that little teeny little thing right there.
Yeah.
Bananas, man.
Yeah, man.
But like you say,
that's where we at, bro.
That's where we at.
But I don't know what's next.
The car shit a little harder, though. Like, y'all talking about flying cars. People can't drive on the road.
They going to be fine. They going to be fucking up flying.
Yeah.
You can't let people get up in the air. You right.
Yeah, man. Motherfuckers.
They do have a personal helicopter thing I saw though. Like, I don't know if you showed me that video or sent that video, but this is like a personal helicopter and only one person get in it and you fly it around.
Like Rocketeer?
No, not really like Rocketeer.
I think I remember some shit like that.
I want that Rocketeer shit.
That jetpack.
Yeah, I want a jetpack.
Oh shit, to just take off.
Yeah, man. Fuck light, man. Fuck light. I'm out. See y'all later. Yeah, that's what we gotta get to. We get to that shit. Oh, good. I get $1 a goddamn in 20 minutes.
Basically.
Yeah. That type of shit.
You can't smoke and go.
Yeah, 20 minutes shit. I don't need smoke. I can smoke before I take off.
Master button it already.
Yeah, man.
It probably have it quick.
All that kind of shit.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. But, like I started talking earlier about, you know, being 2026, turning 15.
But, yo, you didn't say who you would, you know.
Want to hear.
Right. Who I want to hear? Oh, this year? I heard a lot of the legends, but shout out to L and my sister. they sent me a clip of Al Scratch from Ill and Al Scratch freestyling. They sent me one of 9 too. Them old niggas can still rap. Like, they lyrically can still rap. You know, it's just about the content. Like,
yeah.
But they rapping about shit that relates to us now, nigga. We old the niggas.
Prostate exams and stuff.
Yeah, just shit like that. Yeah, they old niggas. So, but them niggas still can lyrically fucking go. Honestly, I want to hear something from AZ this year. I want to see if AZ, because he jumped on Nas shit, of course.
Right.
But I want to hear something from him. I think he just dropped one 2 years ago, maybe. But I want to hear something from him. Method Man, Method dropped something. Didn't Method drop, Meth dropped something. I think Meth dropped something in the last 2 years. Jadakiss dropped something recently. But Jadakiss is supposed to be doing an album with somebody else.
Fabulous or not?
It's not Fab. It's him and somebody supposed to be doing a collab album soon. Can't remember. I should have wrote that shit down when I saw it. I do want to hear Fab drop something this year.
And Fab was sticking jabs at somebody.
50. Yeah, we about to. Yeah, that's why I end it right there, because he just went off on 50. Mm-hmm. Like, but 50 ain't gonna rap. Like, that ain't his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can't. And especially
not with Fab.
Yeah, especially not with a nigga like Fab. But I want to see. I would like Fab to do a mixtape this year, if that makes sense. I don't want to do no real album. Right. I want a nigga to do a mixtape with 10 of the hardest beats that came out in the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and I want him to go crazy on them.
That would
because
be
that's
sweet.
That's yeah. the best version. Like, Fab just different when
it
he owns
some
about
other
that
shit.
Beat.
What other shit he made? Because I was trying to get you to find that shit, and it wasn't even no fucking album or nothing. It was something Fab did. God damn it!
He got a bunch of shit like that. He got a bunch of shit like
that.
He
did a mixtape a couple years ago.
Uh-huh. He did. But I was listening to that. It's a song off the Young OG project called Ball Drop. Pause. And I listen to it every New Year's. Nigga I used to work with at Champs used to always play this fucking song. And I just fell in love with the shit. But that's my New Year's like anthem. He talk about how he cutting his hoes off for the ball drop. New year, new money, and the ball drop. He's just talking that, just that fabulous shit. He's just talking that shit in this motherfucker. He ain't really rapping. He just, you know, but yeah. It's a dope ass song. But I would love to hear Fab do a mixtape this year. It ain't no, like Foxy Brown them, like they just gave up way too soon.
Oh, they gave up some time.
I was listening to Satellite Radio and the No One Else remix came on. Total.
Oh, yeah.
The remix with all of them. But then, you know, that's the only song with Lil Kim and Foxy Brown on it together.
Oh, ever. Yeah, because they had the Brad on there and all.
Uh-huh. But them girls rapped their ass off on that song. And but this ain't like, because I think MC Light did an album a couple years ago. I want to hear if Queen Latifah still got it. I know she probably don't, or she may have.
She might
have
still rap.
She might, but I was watching New Jersey Drive a couple weeks ago, and at the end of the movie, that Can't Forget New Jersey shit comes on, and oh my God, Queen Latifah was like that, man.
Right.
She was like that in the 90s, man.
Yeah.
Just Another Day and... late 80s, early 90s, Ladies First.
Give It to Him, Queen.
Give It to Him, Queen. Yeah, all that shit. She was goddamn, but she could rap.
Mm-hmm. And she had some good beats, too.
Yeah, and these girls, like 45 King was a producer, in-house producer. Same nigga that came up with Hard Knock Life.
Really?
Yeah. That was her in-house producer. Yeah. Yeah, he did most of the fucking Naughty by Nature shit. All of them was on Flavor Unit.
Okay.
That
makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Apache.
Yeah.
Native Tongues. All them niggas was rolling together. Yeah. Yeah. But we had De La Soul. Jungle Brothers ain't did nothing since back then. Tribe, but Fife gone, but Tribe did drop something.
It wasn't that.
A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest.
But yeah, man, I did have ran across. I didn't see no end of the year list. I don't know if B-Dot them niggas even do the shit no more. I ain't see no year end list, no top 10.
I saw some like best albums of the year, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Only thing that I saw that interested me was Complex did a, and I know we done talked about this shit 100 times on here. Complex, it was 2 articles I saw. Let me see what the first one was.
I saw Complex List. I think it was Complex List where they had best rap albums of the year, and I think Tyler the Creator album was on there, Chance the Rapper. Clips was on there. I think Kendrick was on there.
Oh, rest in peace to my man Clay Davis, man.
She.
Hey, man, if anybody can say that shit,
boy, he can say
Clay Davis can say that shit, man.
At any given time.
Dog.
How many different.
Rest in peace to Clay Davis. I know we. I think you a Wire fan. I'm sure you are.
Isaiah Whitlock, man.
Yeah, man. The Wire was like such a pivotal show in our early adult years. Feel like I know these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, Clay. Hey, can't nobody say that shit like Clay Davis, man.
He played on Atlanta, too.
Yeah.
He played Earn Daddy on Atlanta.
Yeah, man.
He played a lot of stuff.
Is Dave Chappelle your GOAT? Is he the GOAT? No? Not yet?
Yeah.
He the GOAT?
To me, yeah.
Yeah, His the way of storytelling is just
different. Yeah, man.
It's another level now, and I just don't know.
It's like he just super comfortable on stage.
Yeah.
Like
he's just talking to everybody. He's just having a conversation. It's like he's having a conversation with everybody.
When he did the one maybe like 3 or 4 specials ago, and he was like, I'll tell you the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't even see it coming.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, give me a punchline.
Kick in the pussy. Yeah, yeah. He said he had a fishbowl full of, he walk in and
yeah,
said
yeah.
This particular was kick in the pussy. He said, you ain't going to see it coming.
Yeah.
He played that shit out. Yeah.
And then kick in the pussy.
Oh, like, shit.
Yo, this dude. Shit.
Yeah, he's a fucking genius. But that shit he did, this last one, with that Falcon and Stevie Wonder. Oh God!
I might watch that again tonight.
No,
bro.
I done watched that shit about 5 times.
Yeah,
oh, I can't stop watching it because I'm gonna see something different every time I watch it. I'm gonna hear something different every time I watch it. But that Falcon shit, that nigga said, man, I took the blinders off, took off, he came down and killed a trans nigga. Oh God! And his dick popped out. Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! That nigga said. It was all right because Killer Trans is over there. It's a misdemeanor. I was like, this motherfucker crazy. Yo. He is fucking crazy. But yeah, man, like Dave is Dave and Dave gonna be Dave. I don't see nobody really taking him from the top right now.
Yeah, because you gotta have like crossover type success. And
mm-hmm.
It's just a way that you come up and he can't. Even like early on, back
nigga,
in the
killing
day.
Killing Them Softly is still one of my favorite specials of all time. Is that the one? That's his first one.
Is that which one is the one where he was talking about the baby being on the corner?
That one.
That's Killing Me Softly.
Yeah, Killing Them Softly. Yeah.
Killing Them.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
That was an old limousine and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Stop selling weed.
He did that one.
I got kids to feed. Like 98, 99.
He did, that was in front of like a crowd of white people.
Uh-huh,
like,
in D.C.
That was in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was did he do one in San Francisco?
That was, I can't remember which one that was.
It was around the same time.
It might be For What It's Worth that he did in San Francisco. That's the one where he's talking about Ja Rule.
Okay. Where it was like, where's Ja?
Yeah, where's Ja?
Yeah. Like that type of, like, he always, like, even though he was super black, but he just always was crossover. Like, he was in Men in Tights.
Oh, God, early 90s. You know what I'm saying?
He was in movies like that back in the day. Like,
yeah, that's my guy, though, man.
I don't know if it'll be another.
It won't. Not to give you the Jack Johnson story and tell you how he relate to Diddy.
Yeah.
It's the Unstoppable Nigga Act.
Even though even though
they did whatever they could to stop that nigga.
How can I say it? He be on a little conspiracy side with some of the stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Got to.
Like, you can't, you're not gonna, if Diddy wasn't doing what he was doing, he wouldn't be in jail. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, so. but he said he feel like that because Diddy saved him.
Yeah, Diddy did save him.
Diddy saved him.
Yeah.
He said, man, this motherfucker tackled the nigga that attacked me.
He's like, security didn't even
do that. Yeah, so nigga, my security was back. They slipping and sliding. And then all that baby oil shit came out. I was like, hold up, man.
Yeah.
He's like, wait a minute. It's the nigga just got a way to make shit funny. He's like, yeah, my security, I don't know what they was slipping. Their shoes were slippery or something, man. And then all this baby oil shit came out. But yeah, like, Diddy tackled the nigga that was fucked, that attacked.
And the dude had like a
fake ass gun, a knife gun or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, no way, man.
Yeah, so Diddy, they did attack the motherfucker at the Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl, they was doing a
motherfucker jumped on stage and attacked Dave Chappelle, and Diddy came out and tackled that motherfucker.
Was it the Netflix comedy shit?
It was some kind of festival
comedy festival shit.
Yeah. And they say they beat the fuck out that nigga too.
Yeah, they got it's a picture. They broke his arm.
They fucked him up. But they said Diddy was the one that got damn tackled the motherfucker.
Yep.
Yeah. He said that's why he said I can't, like, you know how you he did save my life.
He did a special after that. And he talked about it or whatever.
Yeah, but
it sounded like a joke.
Yeah.
But in the story, it was like Diddy jumped on him. I want to say Jamie Foxx was back there. No, Jamie Foxx told a joke about it too.
Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of niggas that was back there. Chris Rock. Because Chris Rock came out and told a joke after the shit happened.
He did,
Yeah. So he's like, man. But yeah, man, shout out to Dave. If y'all hadn't watched The Unstoppable Nigga Act yet, please watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Please watch it because
it's on Netflix.
Because Jack Johnson was absolutely an unstoppable nigga. And they did whatever they could to stop that nigga from beating up white men and fucking them white women.
But yeah, I heard that before about the Mann Act. I heard that.
They created it for him.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but Complex did give us a list to just run through today before we get out of here. All
right.
God damn. What time is fucking flying?
Yep.
Yeah, my guy Easy, he been working real hard, y'all. I got to get him out of here.
Don't blame it on me, nigga. You trying to get home. See how you shift the blame?
Yeah.
Deflection.
Of course, we talk about posse cuts a lot. And I know we might have had a couple lists, but this actually looks like the best one that I've seen in a while. So we're going to revisit it one more time to start 2026 off. I know we probably end up talking about it again because some of these are from 1996 shit. And they fall in line with, you know, how we do shit. But top 25 posse cuts according to Complex. Let's see if they give a criteria. Be gonna like some of these. Teamwork makes the dream work. Nothing displays that better than posse cuts. Here are the best 25. I don't care who's first or last. Just know y'all better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. You know where that came from?
Mm-hmm. It's
the symphony.
Yeah.
Okay. We define a posse cut as a collaborative track between at least four rappers and bringing together at least two acts. So ASAP Rocky's Fucking Problems doesn't make it because it only has three rap verses. And Wu-Tang Clan and Wu-Tang's Protecting It wouldn't qualify because they're all a part of the same group.
Oh.
Yeah, so no Wu-Tang song would really. But ultimately what defines a posse cut is the spirit of competition, the sense that each rapper has a burning desire to earn their spot and make a breakout performance like Nas on Live at the Barbecue. are to completely dominate the track, like Mystical Lone, make them say, Number 25 was Drake featuring Kanye, Lil Wayne, and Eminem, Forever. No?
Forever? How'd that go?
Yeah. I want this forever, man. Shutting shit down at the mall.
Okay, okay.
Tell the name against
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
24, Cool Breeze, Outkast, Goody Mob, and Witch Doc. Watch for the Hook. Mm. Now, that's one of them because of the video. The video made me love the song even more because I literally had just started watching Reservoir Dogs not long before this came out.
Oh, no copy that.
Yeah.
You want to know what made a video for me?
What?
They used to do a show on BET where they'll have a song, a video, and they'll translate the words.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have like what he's meaning, like a breakdown.
I can't remember the name what the name of that fucking show
but
was.
But it only stayed on for a little while.
I remember that shit.
That was, cause you know, Cool Breeze on his verse, he have a line where he said, it's basically trying to kill four birds with about 15 stones, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the bottom, it was like, you working too hard to do whatever, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. they broke down the whole verse, but I remember that part of whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah.
I remember that show. It didn't last long at all.
Yeah, but that video, yeah.
23, DJ Khaled, T.I., Rick Ross, Akon, Fat Joe, Birdman, Lil Wayne, we taking over.
I guess, yeah.
Digging in the Crates, Day One. That's the New York shit. That was Digging in the Crates was the crew on Big L and Lord Finesse. Yeah.
Back before we had driver's license. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said Lil Wayne had the best verse on We Taking Over. Let me see. They said Big Boy had the best verse on Watch for the Hook. They said Eminem had the best verse on Forever. See, I missed that little nugget.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I like Cool Breeze verse.
Lord Finesse had the best verse on the Digging in the Crate shit.
Mm-hmm.
21 is T.I., Jay-Z, Kanye, and Lil Wayne, Swagger Like Us.
Oh yeah, that's a hard beat.
Yeah, they say T.I. had the best verse.
He did that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sipping on some Scissor, number 20, 3-6, UGK and Project Pat. Pimp C had the best verse, according to Complex. ASAP Rocky featuring Joy Badass, Action Bronson, Danny Brown, Kendrick Lamar, Big Crit, and Yellow Wolf, One Train. They say Big Crit had the best verse. Which is
One Train.
I'll take their word for it.
I
don't know that song.
I mean, shit, Rocky, well, Kendrick Lamar, but I mean, shit, Crit is Crit. Crit gonna always be Crit to me. 18, Nas, AZ, Foxy Brown, Cormega, Affirmative Action.
Who they said the
off the it was written? AZ.
I'm thinking Phone Tap.
Yeah,
okay.
Affirmative Action. 17, Main Source featuring Nas, Joe Fader, and Akineli live at the barbecue. Nas had the best verse, of course. That's when he said
with Jesus.
Yeah.
He going to hell.
You went to hell for snuffing Jesus?
You're going to hell.
16, Kanye West featuring Jay-Z, Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj, and Bon Iver. Monster. Nicki Minaj had the best verse.
Dang.
They prisons of the moment.
If they say so.
Yeah, they prisons of the moment. What that was, 15 or 16? That was 16. 15 is...
I have heard people say that was Jay-Z's worst verse.
On Monster.
Yeah, I've seen that recently. Really,
Master
like
P, Fiend, Silk, Mia X, Mystical, make them say 15.
And they say Mystical
had the best verse.
I think Mia X had the best verse.
Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, Corrupt, Warren G, Ain't No Fun That the Homies Can't Have Done, number 14. And they say Nate Dogg had the best verse.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now they right, okay.
Cause I have never met a girl. Hey man, listen, they went the fuck off on that shit, yeah. Obie Trice, Eminem, 50 Cent, Lloyd Banks, We All Die One Day.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem had the best verse. Kanye, Big Sean, Pusha T, and 2 Chainz, Mercy. 2 Chainz.
Oh, shit.
DOC featuring NWA, the grand finale.
Oh, yeah.
DOC had the
what
best.
What number that is?
Ooh, number 11. Top yeah, that, I'm telling you, this list right here, this shit bold suited for us now.
You, me, him, her on there? Don't skip
it's
it.
Not, it's, not a, it's not a posse cut.
Why not? It's more than four acts. It's more than four people.
They all from the same crew.
And what you
they
said?
They separate acts, though.
They all from the same crew.
It was one that had that Carmega, Foxy Brown, whatever, whatever. They in the same crew. They in the group. Mm-hmm. Carmega, Foxy Brown, AZ and Nas. That's the firm.
That was, but that came out before the firm.
Jay-Z, Beanie Siegel, Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jay-Z, Beanie Siegel, Meek, Memphis Bleak.
And Emil.
And Emil.
Mm-hmm.
That's four separate people.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't put it on there.
Number 10, what? LL Cool J, Fat Joe, Foxy Brown, Keith Murray, and Prodigy. I shot your remix. One of the toughest fucking posse cuts ever. Prodigy had the best verse. I totally agree.
I shot your remix.
Uh-huh. Mace, Black Rob, The Lox, and DMX, 24 Hours to Live. DMX had the best verse. Helter Skelter featuring OGC. La Fleur, La Fly, La Escorchka.
That's not the same crew?
They are the boot camp clique.
Exactly. Continue.
But I think, no, boot camp clique was established before that song. But they was all different groups.
No, what you call it was the same crew too.
Who?
Cool Breeze song. Mm-hmm. That's the same crew.
That yeah, Organized Noah.
Organized Noah. Yeah. Anyway, they just hating on
Seven,
Noah.
Noriega, Nature, Big Pun, Cameron, Styles, P, and Jadakiss, banned from TV.
Mm.
They say Pun had the best verse.
Damn.
BG featuring Big Timers and Hot Boys, Bling Bling.
Top 10?
Baby had the best verse.
On Bling Bling?
Number 6. Yeah, Baby had the best verse on Bling Bling. My grill be slugged up. My heart filled with anger. It's all guilt fuck. Water out of line. Water get his motherfucking head.
Turk had the best verse.
Yeah, I know.
A little nigga 17. Playing with six figures. Got so much ice you can skate on it, nigga.
Number 5. Craig Mack.
Flavor in Your Remix.
Yep. Biggie, Rampage, LL, and Busta. Biggie had the best verse.
Right.
Number 4, De La Soul, featuring Q-Tip, Fife Dawg, Jungle Brothers, Moni Love, and Queen Latifah, Buddy. Native Tongue Decision.
Somebody old made this.
Moni Love had the best verse. That's what I said, this shit right about. Look at that. Number 3,
kill it, though.
Puff Daddy. Let me see if you can get it.
A posse cut Puff Daddy?
Yeah, Puff. His name was Puff Daddy.
All About the Benjamins.
You got it. Jadakiss, Sheek, Luke's Lil Kim, and the Notorious B.I.G.
Who was the best?
They better not say Biggie.
They say Diddy had the best verse.
How his verse go?
What y'all wanna do?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
wanna
yeah.
Wanna
yeah,
be ballers, yeah. Shot callers, brawlers.
Lil Kim could be. I wouldn't be surprised if they said Lil Kim.
Uh huh. Number 2, Tribe Called Quest.
Scenario. Busta Rhymes.
Featuring Leaders of the New School.
Busta Rhymes had the best.
Busta Rhymes had the best verse. And of course, the number one posse cut of all time.
What?
Don't do that, bro. The first posse cut ever.
Boogie Down Production.
The Symphony.
Oh.
Marley Marl, Master Ace, Craig G, Kool G Rap, and Big Daddy Kane. The first that was the first posse cut ever, like, really created.
I don't know if I like this list.
Of course you don't.
Because
you're
welcome to New York City.
You got why you got the YN on your head.
Welcome to New York City. How many people on that song?
2.
For real?
Yeah, just Jay and Cam. Now, You, Me, Him, and Her,
that should
have been on here. Absolutely.
A couple of them songs don't need to
be there. Like, Forever didn't have to make the list.
What's wrong with Forever?
That was Drake. That shit didn't have to be on there.
Nah, that could have been on there.
It didn't have to be.
A couple of them other songs.
So the Obie Trice didn't have to make it.
Was international play out there?
Nope.
That could have made it.
It should have.
That
should have
been top 10.
But they put Sippin' on Scissor up instead.
Yeah,
which
right,
they should. Well, no.
international players should have made it.
They should have. Yeah, should have. Of course.
Because that was, how many people rapping that song? Pimp C, Dre.
Four.
Big Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because Hypnotize, they just did the
They just did the beat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it was Outkast and UGK.
Which is four people.
Yeah.
That should have definitely been on the list.
Right.
Somebody who made this list. Because.
They're a little New York bias.
They're New York bias.
Absolutely.
Because Make 'em Say Is not the best No Limit.
It's not.
Posse Cut.
It's not.
They got the Symphony. They got Down that From a Nigga. They got a whole bunch of shit.
Nigga, the Symphony made my top 2025 list.
But shit, no.
What? Snoop Dogg and them Symphony?
Or Ghetto Symphony?
Yeah.
That's my shit.
Not only that, but.
I know
them so yeah, them boys had something.
They had too many, man. They had a better than Make 'em Say Fucking Huh. And Mia X had the best verse on that. To me.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God. So my stepmama just texted me talking my daddy's super happy. Cause the Falcons won.
Damn right.
He a Panther fan, man.
Oh God. He was cut, I told you he was in there speaking French.
He been in the games.
That nigga ain't leaving Dalton. They got a hood in Charlotte.
Right.
They probably do. Yeah, Legion Post.
They got one, but he ain't coming.
They got a hood everywhere. I heard they got a hood in Hartsville.
Listen. If they ain't got no hood, where he going? He gonna go. He got to be back to get to the hood.
He gotta get out of there.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, that nigga ain't
out
going nowhere.
Out of there.
That nigga ain't going nowhere, man. I love my pop though, but he a country ass nigga, no. He's stuck in his old ass ways, man. He won't get on no plane. Nigga ain't been on a plane since he got in the military, I don't think.
He drive to Charlotte, man. Go to see his boys play.
That nigga ain't going nowhere, man.
Take him to a game next year.
I was hoping Jimmy was going to be the running back coach at Carolina. I was going to give him that sideline treatment and shit up there. Since that's the son he always wanted.
Oh, shit.
I told that nigga that shit. He couldn't do nothing but laugh. And so his girlfriend asked, well, why you feel like that? And my daddy said, because Jimmy listened. He said it just like that. He said, because Jimmy listened. He said, I used to wake both of them up, take them to the field to work out. Julian ain't going to go. Hell no, nigga. What the fuck I'm doing out there?
Work out?
Go get some pussy. Shit. What's wrong with you, nigga? Shit.
This nigga here,
man.
Right. Wild guy, man. He's a wild guy.
Hey, I was, nigga, going into my freshman year, like, that wasn't what I was on. I was, you know. That nigga was at my house every morning at 5:45, dog.
Yo, dad?
Blowing the fucking horn like I was in fucking, like he was a taxi cab.
Okay. Waking everybody up.
Waking everybody up. My mama cussing me out because he outside waking everybody up.
Well, he couldn't call your cell phone because they
wasn't out yet. Yeah, he had no damn cell phone. Now I had to go out there, man. The first couple of days, man, I threw up like shit out there working out, man. Fucking with Coach Bowles now, man.
Oh, Coach Bowles out there.
Hell yeah, man.
Hit, man.
Yeah, man. Good old days, man. That's 30 fucking years ago, dog.
Right.
God damn, boy. Yep, but I was about to get that license coming up soon. I turned 15. I got my permit the day after.
Bitch,
I
go.
A month and a week later, I have a license.
Damn. Orangeburg.
It was, yeah, I took that nigga ID. I was 21, out there with the 21.
Yeah, he was already 21.
Yeah, I got the car. I was 25.
You was 15 buying liquor?
No, I didn't use it till I moved to Orangeburg. Everybody knew us in Dalton, and I couldn't use that motherfucking Dalton. Yeah, they knew I wasn't him right there. I got to Orangeburg out there, pulled my Scully down the ride, make my eyebrows look like they thick.
Flash.
Yeah. Kill them. Bloop, bloop. I just need to see the date. There you go.
That before they used to scan it.
One chick. Right. One chick. One lady.
That this ain't you.
This ain't you. One motherfucking lady. This ain't you. Sorry.
Did she take it?
No. She said, well, I ain't ringing him up. You can ring him up. Gave it to the chick beside him. She said, that is him. Look at his cheekbones. I said, goddamn Sheila, you know what it is.
Right, right.
Goddamn it. I ain't here to pull the motherfucker out for her no more. She was one of them. She was cool like that. And we was down there every fucking day. It was the store at the back of campus.
Yeah.
And go back there, you know, I was buying beer for everybody.
Yeah.
Damn. 18, 19 years old. Buying beer for motherfuckers at 19, at 20.
That's it.
Yeah, man, but that's 30 fucking years ago, dog.
That's crazy.
I remember when that nigga left. Boy, I raided his room. Oh, my God.
Shoes and stuff? Or clothes?
Couldn't really wear his shoes. My foot wasn't big enough yet. But CDs and miscellaneous shit that I knew he wasn't paying attention to.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I robbed him. That ID was perfect. Cause we all had bald heads.
You had a bald.
Yeah.
You had a bald head too?
Uh-huh. But this particular, when he took this ID picture, he cut all this, cause he had facial hair early.
Right.
I ain't have nothing till I was fucking 20. I ain't have a mustache till I was 20.
Yeah.
So this picture, he cut everything off, his hair and his fucking facial hair. He was bald everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That shit worked. Cause
that's
so,
another.
So now when my hair grew in, I was cool. I just needed a little bit. So now when they look at it, they can see the stubble. So it might look like I might have shaved. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Man, that shit was beautiful.
That was another trend we did.
Bald head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. 93, 94. Yeah, it was middle school. Mm-hmm.
Even after that, because people thought Jada, they was like, Jada, could you got hair, nigga?
Yeah.
We had Brad cutting bald heads on the front porch.
Yeah. Yeah.
That basket. Uh-huh.
He messed up your hairline.
Yeah.
On the bald head?
No, we were going to him every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was moving the back.
Pushing that bit back.
And then I remember that fad, we went to bald heads.
Mm-hmm.
Getting cut on the porch.
Yeah, I remember getting my hair cut every fucking, I used to go to the barbershop Thursday before a football game.
Right.
And Saturday morning, get another shape up.
Thursday and Saturday in the same week.
Mm-hmm. Tripping. Because I wanted to see, you want to see what type of shit they talking about you in the barbershop.
After the game.
So he slide with that bitch on Saturday morning for a minute, get a little shape up. You know what I'm saying? Just to do some shit.
Yeah,
man. Good old days.
Right.
Yeah, man. Pop Hart's being that bitch talking shit too, bro. I know you remember Pop Hart. Little short, light skinned nigga with the cane. Used to be at all the practices with the glasses.
Right.
Talking
with
shit.
Big ass mustache.
Talking shit.
I'm talking about he was like
one yeah.
He walked side to side with that.
But boy, he talked shit.
I'm talking about talk shit.
God, he talked shit, boy. So I used to have to be in there on Saturday mornings to hear what kind of shit he was talking about me.
Cause he used to come in food line.
Yeah, cause he knew me, but he didn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like he knew Jones' son was the quarterback, but he didn't know my face.
Yeah.
So I get in the barbershop, I just be sitting there, he going off on me. I'm like, God. Damn, boy, I got tied up. This nigga dragging me. That goddamn, they won't block for the nigga, but goddamn, he throw more interceptions than a little bit.
Roasted.
Oh, shit. I'm sitting in there like, this motherfucker really don't give a fuck, huh?
Damn. He was like that, though.
Fuck it.
Yeah, he was like that.
Yeah, I was like, shit, I got to stop throwing some in the goddamn picks, man.
He run it down on him.
Yeah, my junior, I threw 18 fucking picks or some shit like that. 11 touchdowns and 18 picks.
Damn, Shador.
Yeah, I was fucked up. Right. I couldn't read a defense. They threw me out. They didn't put no time in me, dog. Pause. Because Brantley was supposed to start my junior year.
And what you call around to start? Eric, ain't it?
No, I did. They gave me the job fourth game of the season. But Eric left.
Oh, he left?
Yeah, Eric Lord. Yeah, he left. I think he quit though. I think he quit when they gave Brantley the job.
No, I had a class with him 10th grade year.
Yeah, I think he quit when they gave Brantley the starting position because there ain't no way Brantley should have started over Eric Lord. That was fucking blasphemous. That was blasphemous, dog. It was no fucking way. Brantley was 4 inches shorter than this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Jet couldn't see. Like
Jet, he wound up being a cornerback.
When you got there, he looking at some shit like this.
Right.
Squinting his eyes up. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that shit was crazy, man. But yeah, man, it's gonna be a fun year.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma go through my episodes from 2021. I'ma try to clip up some shit and so we can play them on the show when we revisit some of these albums from 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But 2001 also was a year.
What happened in 2001?
Blueprint. Stillmatic.
Okay.
The Beef.
So that'll make it
25 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so now we go talk about how Lil Jon, just the Lil Jon shit and like, a lot of that shit, not a lot of, but some of it is coming back. That crunk should have never come back. They can't. These motherfuckers too cool.
They can't duplicate that.
No, yeah, they too cool. They got to be in the. They got to be.
Even they so cool. These some so stupid, man.
They got to be.
They want to shoot.
They got to be in there. Nah, they, if they in a club somewhere, they got to be like this.
Yeah.
I either watch a video and the motherfucker bringing them a bottle that they could have bought out the liquor store for $50, but they went to the club and paid $400 for it. But hey, who am I? Who am I to say that was stupid? But yeah, man, Easy, I appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all, man.
For let me record a show today. No, missed a couple weeks, but it was a lot going on and holidays and all that shit. Then Florence got them, got all them germs and shit going around. So
man, they said that shit heavy, though.
Yeah, man, I'm geared up.
Florence.
Yeah.
That flew rough.
Yeah, man.
Shit, I flew everywhere.
No, not wet well. It ain't in my workplace.
Yeah, not yet.
Nigga, I work from home.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be around nobody. I'm just ready for it to warm up so I can go fishing. Do all that festive shit, man. But yeah, man, we get out of here. June, appreciate you.
Sure, I appreciate you.
As always. And y'all, I know y'all probably want to hear us talk about some other shit, but I don't care today. It's a new year, and I'm happy because I'm going into year 5. I'm just trying to get some plans together on how I'm going to celebrate. But June, tell them where they can find you, man.
Hanging out with these cool kids.
The cool kids. Easy.
Yeah.
Tell them where they can find you, brother.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Appreciate you, man. It's your boy Jones. Every Tuesday. Email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit us on Instagram, themusicjonespodcast. Till next time.
Yeah.
Peace.
Soldier action, special team style. We made the whole world respect the underground. Wow, some of y'all niggas talk shit and get mad, cause we did it with a foot up your ass, and it's still there. I cares not about your click or your block. I'm still that same bitch to run up in your spot and knock your arms broad with the cause. Bitch on a mission, keeping niggas by their nuts while you hoes be dick kissing. Missing the game, damn bitches written in plainly bonics. So shake that cum up off your brain and do the knowledge. Me and X kicking off the ghetto symphony. Next soldier up, tell him who the fuck you be.
Put me in the ring with real MCs and watch him from a cover getting hiding in trees.